Welcome to Discount Medical Supplies. I am Mari Miranda, Chief Editor and Writer for Discount Medical Supplies and your host for DMS Podcast. I'm here with Maria Chavez. Maria is a writer and social media specialist for Discount Medical Supplies. Today we're joined by Romina Oliverio, who is a dementia consultant and advocate for elder care. And she's here to discuss with us the importance of patient-centered approaches to caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. All right, so welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
So Romina, we're going to go ahead and start with our first question today. We did a small introduction about you, but could you please tell us about yourself? When and why did you start being a consultant for dementia and caregiving?
Sure. My name is Romina Oliverio, and I'm based in Toronto, Canada. My background is in social development studies, and I've worked in nonprofit organizations for the past 10 years in numerous capacities, which have included communications, advocacy, and volunteer management. I've always been interested in issues of elder care, so approximately 2 years ago, I enrolled in a gerontology program at Ryerson University, that's here in Toronto, and one of the courses in the program spoke about dementia, and that basically led me to learn more about the topic. So after finishing that particular program, I enrolled in dementia-specific training, and I've since dedicated myself to working with people with dementia, as well as the families and caregivers, and just to advocating for quality of life issues for them.
Okay, great. Now, in your own words, or how can you explain in simple terms what exactly is patient-centered care?
Sure. Patient-centered care, it's also called person-centered, and basically what it is, it's a philosophy that puts the individual at the center of the care plan. So it's a departure from the medical system, from the medical model of care. It's based on fully understanding a person in order to provide the best care and companionship possible. And it's about shedding the one-size-fits-all mentality and approaching care from an individual, more of a holistic point of view. So just thinking of an example, when you're planning a recreational activity for someone that has dementia, you would want to take a look at the person's interests, their habits, any life experience. You'd want to take all of that into consideration and then utilize those things to tailor the activity plan. I'm thinking of a lady that I worked with. She liked to garden in her youth. So what we did was we involved her in watering the plants inside the long-term care center. We also took walks in a sensory garden. So involving her in things that she likes to do. Patient-centered care engages the person living with dementia, and it gives them an opportunity to have a say on how they're being cared for, and as well to work alongside the caregiver of or a family member toward a dignified and high-quality life.
So basically, it helps the patient feel empowered. So how could a caregiver help a patient with dementia or a person with dementia feel empowered?
That's a really good question because it comes up quite a lot. In my view, empowerment comes as a result of feeling engaged. So whenever possible, a caregiver can engage a person living with dementia to help in daily tasks. What they can do is they can involve them in helping set the table or even clear after dinner. These are all small things, but they can mean a great deal to someone. Depending on the stage that someone is in, someone living with dementia can have feelings of feeling uselessness or feeling as if they no longer contribute to society. And one of the things that's, that's one of my focuses is whenever we speak of dementia, a lot of the literature out there focuses on what the person with the condition cannot do or the skills that they've lost. So we know that people with dementia have many functioning abilities still left, and we have to recognize these. So if we encourage these abilities, then, in turn, the person will feel empowered and engaged.
Okay, so having patient-centered care means considering the patient's preferences, traditions, values, for example. But how, what is the first step a caregiver has to take to be able to organize or mold their service, you know, to the person with dementia around this, I guess, around this a way of caring?
Well, it's really important that the caregiver know the person that they're caring for. And they can achieve this by asking, you know, ask the person's family, ask their friends, ask previous caregivers, basically speak to anyone who's been involved in the person's life, including the person themselves. Find out, caregivers should find out as much as they can about the person, because by getting to know them and their life, their quirks, likes and dislikes, you know, they create a whole picture that's the foundation for the relationship. And I would also stress that, you know, being flexible really does help and contribute. When you're caregiving, you have to learn to adapt very quickly. If you have an activity planned out and the person with dementia isn't interested, or maybe they're having, you know, an off day, or, you know, they're tired or they're not feeling really up to it, then you have to move on to something else. So you always have to have a backup plan.
I see that engagement is actually a big part of patient-centered care. So what are the attributes that you think help build that engagement?
I think that when you tailor or when you personalize activities, communication, interactions, these have a higher chance of reaching people on a deeper level. So by following the patient-centered philosophy or approach, you provide stimulation and meaning to the person with dementia. So if something holds meaning to you, then your interest is automatically captured and you're more inclined to become engaged in whatever you're doing. Also, I believe that trust plays a role. You know, a person with dementia, they're probably used to a very generic type of care plan, which falls under like medical system, for example, the one-size-fits-all approach. And sometimes that's all they've known. So when faced with a caregiver or a family member who takes the time to get to know them, I think that a stronger, more trusting relationship is created between the two parties.
Now, Maria the other day introduced me to Owl's Tunes. I think it's a great organization. I'm sort of a musician myself, so I'm really into that. So could you please tell me a little bit more about Owl's Tunes? What activities do they offer to produce that empowerment and that engagement in patients with dementia? And what other resources do they offer to caregivers?
Okay, sure. Well, Owl's Tunes is an online community platform, and it was born in collaboration with the Alzheimer's Society of Toronto. And basically the platform is geared towards caregivers, professionals, people with dementia, and anyone else who's interested in using music to improve the quality of life for people with Alzheimer's and other dementias. The blog that's on Owl's Tunes, we feature stories on music as an intervention tool for people, as well as we have stories with handy tips on, you know, issues such as personalizing music sessions, introducing rhythm and movement to activity plans. We also conduct interviews with healthcare professionals and music therapists and others in the community. The Owl's Tunes platform also offers a directory of long-term care homes and organizations that offer music services as part of their programs. Now, you know, to be honest, Owl's Tunes is still in its infancy. You know, it's, I think, less than 6 months old, but so far we've had great feedback, and we actually have plans on growing the platform and adding more content and adding more contributors. And so we look forward to expanding our offerings.
Yeah, actually, part of what I've seen from Owl's Tunes was actually I found them through Twitter. I'm relatively new to social media and Twitter specifically, but what I've seen is that through Twitch chats, the communities can get bigger and there can be more awareness about these type of diseases. And I've seen you actually, I met you through one of these tweet chats and about dementia and caregiving. So how long have you participating, and what has been the response you've seen from these interactive communities, and how can they be useful to caregivers and patients?
Okay, well, I've actually been taking part in dementia-related Twitter chats, I think, for about 6 months or so. I used to do Twitter trends on, you know, other nonprofit topics, but as far as the dementia ones, it's only been less than a year. I've been completely surprised. I think they're just a wonderful opportunity for caregivers and even people with dementia to come together and share their stories. And also, I think that it provides people with the knowledge that they're not alone. Because dementia, you know, and other issues like it, they can be very isolating. So I believe that just Twitter offers such an inclusive and judgment-free platform to share, you know, resources or engage in debate or even provide informal support. And it's also really, really cool, actually, to see professionals and caregivers chat together. You know, someone may be in the UK, another person could be here in Canada. And it's just really nice to be able to learn from one another, learn about different cultures and how they approach the issue of Alzheimer's and dementia. And I think also that what I've learned tremendously from is the people with dementia who take part in these Twitter chats. I find it a really remarkable gift to be able to interact.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much, you know, what we had ready for you. I really want to, well, say thank you again for taking the time to talk to us. I think we can all learn from each other. Like you said, we're in different countries. You know, we're in Costa Rica. However, it's just different cultures, different ways of seeing things, different ways of applying
different approaches.
Exactly. And, you know, I think it's just wonderful how we can connect and be that resource for caregivers who we all know go through a lot of hassles, and it's just so hard. And then obviously for the patient themselves, just, you know, try and make an impact on their quality of life. And I just think that what you do is so beautiful. And you know, thank you so much, really.
Oh, well, thank you. My pleasure to chat and, you know, learn from one another. And again, it's thanks to Twitter, right? So...
Absolutely. Thank you for downloading our podcast. You can find us on social media or visit our website, discountmedicalsupplies.com. See you next time.